understand you are going to start learning Kiddushin next year, so I thought it would be a nice idea to discuss how a Hasana was in the time of the Mishnah and Gemara and how it drastically changed in our days. In the time of the Gemara, there was two separate events. One was the Kiddushin and one was the Nisuin. When a Chosen married the Kala, he just gave her a ring or any other form of Kiddushin, so she became his wife. But she still wasn't going to live in his house for another long time, maybe a year. The Gemara says that after they get married, after the Kiddushin, it may take a year for them to prepare themselves for living together, to prepare their clothes, to prepare their house and furniture and everything that you have to prepare. So the most it could take is a year, the Gemara says. Then the Nisuin was when she came to live in his house. Then she completely became his wife. Before, she wasn't completely his wife. She was not allowed to live with him yet. They didn't write a ksuva yet. The Yerusha and Netorim, all the dinim that there is between a husband and a wife was not yet. It was only Kiddushin. It's like they do in our days, but when you become a Chosn Nekala, you just make a vort or noyim or whatever. But the difference is, today when you are just making a vort or noyim, she is not the wife of the husband at all. It is just an agreement. But in those days, the Kiddushin was a complete Kiddushin. She was his wife, and if they decide to separate, she needs a get. Otherwise, she is not allowed. And if she lives with someone else, she is chayav misa, just like a wife. But they are not allowed. She is not allowed to live with him. And that gave different complications. We know the whole din of Meitzi Shemra. The din of Meitzi Shemra is that he would say that he thinks that she was living with another man in the time between the Kiddushin, between the Nisuin. If she lived with another man before the Kiddushin, she's not also to him. She's not allowed to do it, but she's not becoming also. But if he says that she lived with another man in the time in between, so she is completely his wife, but she is still not his wife fully. She is not allowed to live with him. That's why we say in the Brach of Erusin, we say, She'osa lona sa'arusis, ve'hita lona sa'anusus lona al-dechupa ve'kidushin. Only when there is chupa, when there is nisuin, then he is allowed to live with her. Otherwise, osa lona sa'arusis, they're not allowed to live together. It's a half way of wedding. They did it in two parts. If you ever learned Ksuvas, there is a whole complication. If Pesach Pasuach Motzasi and he claims maybe she lived with another man in the time in between, the whole thing is only because there was a period between the Kiddushin and the Nisuin. So in the whole subject of Pesach Pasuach Motzasi, it goes on that period. Today we don't do that. Today we do the Kiddushin and the Nisuin together. The Nisuin is when they go under the chuppah, and the Kiddushin is when he gives her the ring. So the whole story of Pesach Pasur that you're learning in Gemara, you will not have it today. It's either before, either completely after. It's not something in that period. There is no such a period of between. Pesach pasur means that he has proof that she had lived with another man. She is not a psula anymore. When he lived with her, he felt that there is enough reason to think that she is not the first time. So she is becoming also to live with him if it was in that period. But today it's not shaykhes. If she lived with another man before, it's a very bad thing. But she is not also on him because there is no period of between Erosin and Nisuin. They do it together. The first Mishnah of Maseches Ksuvos is that they did the takona that the chasana should be on Wednesday night. Why Wednesday night? Because if there is a complication and they claim that she is not, she lived with another man before, so Thursday morning there is a best man, they go to the best, the whole issue. Why is the whole issue? Because there was a period when they don't live together, and if she lives with another man, she is becoming also on him. In the time of the Mishnah, of the Gemara, and of the Gehenna. In that specific period. After that, we're not speaking about that because they live together already. Before that, she is still a psula, and if she does something wrong, it's very bad, but it's not answering on him. The whole story of answering on him, the whole story that the Mishnah, that the Chupasik speak about Meitzi Shemra, is all, and the whole story that they speak about Baskeyan, the Tzreife, it's all about that period in between, that it was like that, the custom since the time of the Chumash till the time of the Chishenim. Now we don't have all these sugyas because we do it all together. It really started in about the time of Rashi. It started, they still had, some did it together, some did it separately, and slowly it became a minhag that everyone does it together. Today you will never find a story like in the Gemara that he's giving her Kedushin, and months later she's going to live in his house, and that's Nisui. Nisuin is when he goes to live in his house, or when he goes on the chuppah. That chuppah is called Nisuin. So the chuppah, today, it happens both in the same second, because he gives her the ring under the chuppah. So the minute that he gives her the ring, she's mekudeshes and nesua, because she's already under the chuppah. Actually, there is a machlekes what is nesuin. If the chupa is nesuin, or nesuin is not the chupa. There is 4 days in poskim what means chupa. When it goes into chupa, she becomes nesua. So we always say, what is chuppah? That you put up 4 sticks and something on top of it, and they are under it. That's chuppah. That's 1 day. There is a day that chuppah means the Kabbalah, after the Kabbalah sponim, the chosn is covering her face, which is called in Gemara Heinuma. So that's called the chuppah. Well, when he gives her the ring, she's already covered the face, so it happens together. But you all know there is another day that this is not the chuppah. How do you all know that this is not the chuppah? Because what do we do after the chuppah today? They go into yichudrum. Why? Because that is the real chuppah. When they go into a room. No. The Rambam is a 4th day. The Rambam says you need a yichud royal lebir. And we are speaking now about the Rosh. The Rosh says chuppah means that she goes into with him to a private place. Not when they are standing on the street with thousands of people around. That's not called she's coming into his house. So therefore they have to go into a yichud room. In the yichud room, when they come in, they're not the only ones in the room. The parents come in with them, the photograph comes in with them, but the Rosh says that this is the yichud. you have people inside. Because Yichud, which is Chupa, means when they go into a room, private room, not in a public place. So according to the Rosh, when he gives her the ring, she is Kiddushin, but still not Nesua, still takes 20 minutes till they become Nesuin. Not like according to the first 2 days, that the second that there is Kiddushin becomes Nesuin. He gives her the ring under the chuppah and under the covered face, the hinume. So the chuppah is already there. So the minute that he gives her the ring, she's already Mekudeshes and Nesua. But according to the Rosh, that's not enough. They have to go into a yichud room, to a special room, even though there are some other people in the room. But they are in a private room, not in a public place. That's called Nesuin. Then comes the Rambam, which is the fourth day, which says that chuppah means when there is yichud royal beer, which means there is a yichud in a closed room, only the chosn and the kala and nobody else, and the door is locked. They could do there whatever they want. That's called chuppah. So therefore, after the 10 minutes that they go into the yichud room, everyone is going out of the room. Stay only these two. The door is being locked. The two Eide Kiddushim are standing outside to make sure that they are themselves in the room and the door is locked. Because there are two Eides has to be on the Chasen and not on the Kiddushim, also on Nesuin. So they have to see how Nesuin is. According to the Rambam, Nesuin is when they are there, only these two people themselves. And nobody else. So they have to watch. After everyone goes out of the room, they stand there for a few minutes to sit there by themselves. So we have here 4 days. When is the Nesuin? In the beginning of Maseches Kiddushin, you'll have only the Kiddushin. The Nesuin will be somewhere later or in Ksuvos. But there is 2 stages. In the time of the Chumash and the Mishnah and the Gemara and the Geinim, it was 2 different events. Now they combined it. So according to one day, when he gives her the ring, it's Kiddushin right away in the Suyin. Because she has already covered her face and they're already under the Chuppah. But the Rosh says, no, this is not the Chuppah. The Suyin means when they go into a room. So the minute they go into the room, they become completely husband and wife. The Rambam says not. It's only after they are standing for 10 minutes, and he takes off their kittel, and he puts on his regular clothes, and then everyone goes out of the room, and they lock it, and that's when they become husband and wife. And that's the same. Yeah, because there is the chuppah. One day is the clothes that is on top of the 4 beams, and one is the clothes that is facing your face. This is Hainume, and this is the chuppah. So there's 2 separate days. What is the chuppah that we are speaking about? So we have 2. There is no difference between the first 2, but it's the same time. But between the first 2 and the 3rd and the 4th, so there's a difference. When does he become her husband and wife? Yes, that's why we do everything, because we want to do according to all the days.
4 marriages at once, or not at once. We do 4 marriages basically,
right,
within a few minutes.
Within whatever it takes. You stop off on their way, they take pictures, and then you say everyone tells the mazel tov, and then they go in the room, and then they take off the kittel, and then they put them something on the table, and then everyone goes out, and they take a few pictures. Altogether, it takes a 30 minutes or so. Eventually, they're getting married. But there is a difference. That is all if she is Torah. Sometime, according to the Rambam, they are not becoming husband and wife till 10 days later. What? Himeitare, a few days of the blood comes, and then 7 days clean.
Oh,
altogether it could take 10, 11, 12 days. So if she becomes, she starts bleeding a day before the Chasadah, for the next 12 days, she'll have to sleep separate room, and he has to sleep separate room. You never notice it, but that's what they do. For 10 days, no, they're not allowed to be in one room. No, till they get clean, and then they could. Usually, husband and wife, even when she's not clean, you're allowed to be together in one room because they already got married. But here, they still didn't get married. They still was never together, so they are not allowed to be. So who Yoshem ben Anoshim? He Yoshem ben Anoshim. And the real Nisuin is 10, 12 days later.
In such a case, there is a zone between.
Yeah, yes. There is a zone of 10, 12 days between.
What if it says that's to us? That would be a real difference.
No, it doesn't really happen like that today. Because even if you did, then it was a whole year that she didn't live with him at all.
So why did they make it? Why did they change it? Why did they stop doing the?
Because they didn't want to have all these complications.
Just to make it simpler.
Yes.
Engaged and married right at
yes.
the same time.
Right.
Why did they do that? Why don't they do
like
now and then?
Then. Because, let me tell you the other way. What happens today? You become a chosn kale. You make a vote. And 3 months later, you decide, really, we met a few more times, and I don't think it's exactly what I want. So you break it off, and that's it. What was then? Then you couldn't break it off.
You get engaged.
You got engaged. So if you break it off, so let me give you a story. Chosn Mekala became Chosn Mekala, and they went off for a few months, and they prepared the wedding ring, and they rented the hall and everything, and it cost them $10,000. Then a week before the chasen, she says, you know what, I don't think it's good. So he's lost with nothing. She's not losing anything. She just said no. It's a complication. So for this, they made Noim to make sure that if you really made them, you start the preparations, you really mean it serious. Today, you're not sure that they make it serious, that you mean it serious. You think maybe? Because then if she says, I decided not to, she needs a get from him. And if he doesn't give a get, she's stuck. Today, you make a vote, and then she says, a week before the chasen, I decided not to, what could you do? That's just a ceremony to show that you're serious. But it doesn't have an effect. It doesn't tie you, because if you break it off, so you break it off. But you want to show that you're really serious, so they make the whole story. But it really doesn't help. You're not becoming my husband and wife. So they always break off. It happens that you break off. It's not nice, and you make him lose a lot of money, and you make him have a lot of hard feelings, and you make him, he's shy, and everything you're making, you're embarrassing him. But you do it. You're not really obligated. So there's a different how you approach it. Then they decided, you want to get married? Get married. Okay, you're not ready to live together, you don't have the house, you don't have, so we'll give you a year. But you're married already. Then that makes the complications, because you're not living together and whatever. So they decided to do it together. But when they do it together, what before? So they made Noim, that you have a knas. Noim means that if you regret and you decided not to, you have to pay thousands of dollars knas. But then they don't do it and they do it. It's a different subject. But there is two approaches. In the time of Rashi, about the time of Rashi, they started to do it together to make less complications. So they have other complications. They decided that's better. But let's see, we are trying to be Yetzer according to all 4 days, right? So according to the Rambam, if she's not Torah, when does they become Nisuin? A week later. Okay. So when do we say Sheva Brachas? 7 days. Of what? Is this 7 days after the Kiddushin or after the Nisuin? The 7 days is after the Nisuin. After you get married, not after the Kiddushin. In those days, you just make Kiddushin and that's it. But then, when you make the, when he, she goes to live with him and becomes the Suim, you make Sheva Brachas 7 days. So according to the Rambam, when should be the 7 days? After 10 days. That's the Rambam says. So you shouldn't say Sheva Brachas before.
That would let everybody know what happened. They do that?
So they won't know.
If you want to do Sheva Brachas for more than 7 days, you can start right after the Kiddushin, after the wedding, and just do them for 3 weeks.
Yes. The Rambam says you shouldn't do it before, you should do it only after.
Only
because
after.
Before that, it's not Chasaniyah. That's maybe the Rambam says so. It's not clear. It's a subject, it's a pilpul. The Rambam says, but the evidence it helps. Let's not go into. But there's a problem. We don't do like the Rambam. What? No. They go into the room and they stay with Shomrim.
But they say Shomrim before they go into the room.
That's because the Shomrim was right before. So it's like, that's okay. That's okay. Even according to the Rambam says, in the normal circumstance, you just say it before. You don't say it. You don't have to wait. But if it's 2 weeks later, then it's not. So we are doing like the Rambam only when we can. When we can't, we're not chayshes to the Rambam.
Meaning what?
When she's not Toher, the Rambam says you should start 7 brachas after 2 weeks, we do it right away. And we don't do it later. But actually, this Rambam, it's not only in a certain, if we can, we do it. We have a whole process of a chuppah. We do a lot of things. We read the ksuveh, he gives her the ksuveh, we say Sheva Brachas. Why? We could say Sheva Brachas before, but why do we say Sheva Brachas before? Why shouldn't we say Sheva Brachas only after the meal when she's already in the sewer? You know the reason for it? Because we want to do according to the Rambam. And according to the Rambam, you have to say Sheva Brachas before, not only after. And we'll discuss it now. To see that the whole process of our chuppah, you see a lot of things, but you don't know what every item is for. We'll discuss what every item is for, and we'll see that most of the things that we do by the chuppah is in order it should be a chuppah according to the Rambam. We already know the 4 days. We already know what the Rambam says. So let's see what we are doing. What do we do? They come under, they go 7 times around, and then the Rav says a brocha, Be'er Pragofen, Asher Osa Lo Nasa Suyis, Vito Lo Sana Suyis, Al Dechupa Vekidushim, and he drinks the cup, Chosn and Kala drink the cup, and they take a ring and he puts it under and he says, Aret Mekodeshes. This whole process is the process of Kiddushim. That's the first process.
Why doesn't the Chosn say the bracha?
He could, but not all the Chosanim always knew they say the bracha, so they decided the Rav says.
Not really anybody's feelings.
Yes. So he says it's on a cross, so it's like Birkas and Mitzvahs. Here I say, we say, Shekid the Shalom and Mitzvahs. Here we see, Shos Alon Sarus, Vito Alon Sarus. That's the bracha. With what? Yes. Yes. So they say that when they make Kiddushin, they say the bracha of Kiddushin. Yeah? No chuppah. No, to say chuppah of Kiddushin means that even she is my wife, I'm not allowed to live with her yet. Only when there will be chuppah. We are doing now Kiddushin. But we are emphasizing in the bracha of the Kiddushin that we are not allowed. Also, Lonas Arusis. He told Lonas and so is Lonas and the Chubit Kiddushin. So we are together, but we don't live together yet. That's the bracha. So we finished the Kiddushin.
How long does it take for the Kiddushin? Later,
that time, the Gemara says till a year. If you're the man, she's allowed to say, I'm not ready yet, I'm not ready yet, till a year. After a year, you bust. You had enough time to get ready. What?
When they give the ring.
From when they give the ring, so you could push it off till a year. That's the Kiddushin, that's simple. After the Kiddushin, what do? We take the Ksuve. Someone reads the Ksuve, and then he finishes to read the Ksuve, they give it to the Chosn, and the Chosn gives it to the Kala, and she gives it her mother for safekeeping. Why do we have to give the Ksuve in the middle of the Chuppah? So according to the Rosh, we don't have to do it. We do it to be Yetzer the Rambam. What is this connected to the Rambam? We just said the Rambam says that the Yichud has to be a royal beer. Has to be a real Yichud. There is a din in the Mishnah that one that didn't write a Ksuva is not allowed to live with his wife. Till she gets a Ksuva from him. So we want the chuppah should be ichud oil beer. They cannot make ichud oil beer till he gives her a ksuva. So therefore, he gives her the ksuva right in under the chuppah before they start the process of the nisui. According to the Rosh, it says in the poskim you don't need it. We're doing it because we're trying to do it like the Rambam. Okay, we finished reading the Ksuva, giving the Ksuva to her. Then goes Sheva Brachas. Second cup, Sheva Brachas. Why Sheva Brachas here? Sheva Brachas we do later, after the Chasana, we say, but by mention, we say Sheva Brachas. Why do we say Sheva Brachas under the Chuppah? Because the Rambam says the Yichud has to be royal beer. And it says in the Beraisa that Kalo Blei Broko Asuro Lebailo. They are not allowed to live together till they make the Sheva Brachas. So we want the Yichud to be a royal beer, so we say the Sheva Brachas before. So therefore, after we do the Kedushin, before you go into the Yichud room and you make the Nisuin, they do two things. They want it should be Yichud Royal Beer. So they have to make the Ksuve and to make the Sheva Brachas. In order to be able to do later Yichud. But still, when she's a Bide, it doesn't help. So then, we don't care about the Rambam then anymore. Because the Rambam says we shouldn't say Sheva Brachas till a week later. We do. But when we can, we're trying to do the whole process of the chuppah. There is three stages in the chuppah. The Kiddushin, the Ksuve, and the Sheva Brachas. The Kiddushin is the Kiddushin, the Ksuve, and the Sheva Brachas is a preparation that should be a royal be according to the Rambam. If she's a Nida, then we don't do like the Rambam. If she's not a Nida, we want to do like the Rambam all the details. The 4 days. So let's summarize again what we've discussed. According to the first 2 days, the second that he gives her the ring, she's already in the sewer. Because she's under the chuppah and she's under the heinume, which covers her face. According to the Rosh, she's becoming in the sewer 10 minutes later when they go into the Yichud. According to the Rambam, she's becoming in the sewer another 10 minutes after everyone leaves the room and they are locked in the room. That's the Kiddushin. Kiddushin is Arayat Mekadeshesli. That's Kiddushin. But when does Nisuin? According to the first days, either way. According to the Rosh, a little later. According to the Rambam, a little later. Or 2 weeks later. That's the 4 days. Let's discuss even according to the first days. The MS, even according to the first 2 days, she is not becoming Nesua right away when he gives her the ring. She is becoming Nesua after they finish the Shem Brochus and he breaks the cup. Why is it? We just said that the Nesuin is the chuppah. So they are already under the chuppah. So the second he gives the ring, she's already Nesua. But we don't say that. We don't say Mazel Tov till they break the cup. Why? Because that's not the end of the Nesuin. The end of the Nesuin when they break the cup after the Sheriff goes. Why do we have to wait that few minutes? We're trying to understand today, in our days, the whole process of the Chasan of the Chuppah, when is the Kedushin, when is the Nesuin. The Nesuin is not the second that gives you the ring. The Nesuin is after they finish the Sheriff goes. Why? He's already under the chuppah. In order to understand that, I'll give a short introduction. We drink 2 cups of wine under the chuppah. 1 cup, we say the first bracha. And bear it break off and we drink it. First drink it, Carla drinks it, and somebody drinks it. Few minutes later, you take another cup. You say El Shem Boches, and therefore go and drink it again. Why 2 cups? Okay, I understand. That's for Kedushin, that's for Nesuin. So when you have 2 things, you have to do 2 cups? Can't you do it in 1 cup? What? Okay, let's see how it is by benching in Avdolah. And let's see how it is by Avdolah and Kiddush. What? We'll discuss it soon why it is. When we say when Yom Tev is Shabbos, so Mitzvah Shabbos, we do Avdolah and Kiddush, right? So we do Yak Nahas. Yan Kiddush near Avdolah's Mar. We do it on 2 cups and 1 cup. Why? It's Kiddush and Avdolah. Say it in 2 cups. Okay, 1. Now, when we do Sheriff Brochas, usually, we do it after benching. So one does the Brochas and the benching. And then you have the 6 Brochas. Do it on the same cup or on the same 2 cups? 2 cups. Why here 1 cup, why here 2 cups? And when you said that when they say benching in Avdolah, they do it on the 1 cup. Do we do it on 1 cup? Later. But in the same cup. We don't do it on the second cup like by Sheriff Brochas, right? So you see, sometimes you do it in 1 cup, sometimes you do it on 2 cups. Let's see, when do we do it? The Gemara is asking. You just learned Psochim, but maybe you didn't get to Daf Kuf Gimel. In Daf Kuf Gimel, the Gemara is asking. Why, by benching and Kiddush, you do it on 2 separate cups? And by Kiddush and Avdolah, you do it on the same cup. So the Gemara explains, when the 2 brachas are one subject, like Kiddush and Avdolah, they are all for the Kedush of Shabbos. Avdolah, you say, being Kedush of Shabbos, the Kedush of Yom Tov. So it's all the Kedush of the Yom Tov and the Shabbos. So we do it on saying, I'm the same cup, because it's the same thing. But when we have Kiddush, and we have benching, it's 2 separate things, so we do it on 2 cups. When we do benching and we do Sheriff Brochas, it's 2 separate things. So we do it on 2 cups. But here when we do it on the chuppah, we're doing getting married. 2 stages together. Is it 1 subject or two separate subjects. It's one subject. It's getting married. Two stages. We do the two stages together. So it should be one cup. So why do we do it in two cups? So Rashi, when in his time they started doing it together, he discussed it. And he says, you know why we shall continue doing it in two cups? Because not everyone does it together. Some people do it separately. Some people do it together. So what are we going to have? He's going to say that one cup and he's going to say that two cups. Let's do everyone together. Everyone the same. Some people do it separately, we'll do it in two cups. So you have a problem, but how could you do it in two cups? You do it together, and it's the same subject. Says Rashi, you know what? Let's make a little hefsek between the Kiddushin and the Nisuin. Not giving the Ksuvi. Giving the Ksuvi, we already discussed before why we give the Ksuvi, right? But why do we have to read it? Is it important exactly under the chuppah between the Kiddushin and the Nisuin? Just give somebody a kibbut, he should read the whole thing loud and everyone should listen. Why is it? To make a hefsek between the Kiddushin and the Kiddushin and the Nisuin. And therefore you could do it on two cups. That's what Rashi says. Because otherwise, how could you do it on two cups? You do it twice, very like often, after the other, on some same subject, should be the same cup. So you don't say bear break often again. But here when you do two on a mitzvah, when you do two mitzvahs like Kiddush and Avdolah, Yak Nahas, Mitzvah Shabbos, you do both, you take the cup, you say bear break often and Kiddush and Avdolah. Yeah, but it's the same cup. It's the same cup and one bear break often. Here, we want to say two bear break offens and two separate cups. In order to do that, we want to make up the Hefsek. That's what Rashi says and that's what Tesa says. But they both are saying it for the Chosn and for the Kala. They just don't want the Chosn to say it to someone who doesn't do it for them. But it's for them and that's why they drink it. The Rav doesn't drink the wine. He does it for them. So the hot and the Kala will say it twice. So they wanted to make up the R. And the taste says, and we have this in mind. Which means that we have in mind that Nisuin, even though we are already giving the ring, we are under the chuppah, we are under the Hinume, so either way it becomes Nisuin also. No, we have in mind, we're not becoming Nisuin. Till after the Sheva Bochas, till after the Ksuve, and in the meantime we make Avsoke of reading the Ksuve. After the reading the Ksuve starts the process of Nisuin, which means the giving the Ksuve, the reading Sheva Bochas, and after that becomes, and you have in mind that the Nisuin should be at least after you finish the Sheva Bochas. That's why then you break the cup, and then everyone says Mazel Tov. No, we don't do it all again. We don't even drink the shira all again in between.